Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's another time to be in the presence of the Lord. If you're excited that you are listening to my voice this morning, I want you to just wave your hands or just say, "Thank you, Jesus." Let's appreciate the one who has made today possible for you to be able to hear, to be able to see, for you to be able to feel the breeze on your skin. It's just by the mercies of the Lord, and that's why I want to say thank you, Jesus. If this is your first time of joining us, I am wondering what you are listening to. This is the Open Heaven Hour, and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. We get to dive into the deep, deep revelation in the Word of God. The Lord gets to speak to us, and we get to listen to Him. And if you've been very frequent on this show, then you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for our devotion, so I want you to spread the Word. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says Becoming a Wonder Part 1. Today is the 23rd day in the month of April 2025. Today's topic says Becoming a Wonder Part 1. Today is taken from Hymn 8, I Need Thee Every Hour. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from 2 Kings chapter 14 to chapter 16. Our memory verse is taken from Psalm 71 verse 7. Psalm 71 verse 7, which says, I am a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Psalm 71 verse 7, I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Our Bible reading is taken from Acts chapter 3 from verse 1 to 11. Acts chapter 3 from verse 1 to 11. From verse 1, it reads, One day Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer, at 3 in the afternoon. Now a man who was lame from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple court. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money, but Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, Look at us. So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, Silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping, praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple's gate called Beautiful, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. While the man held on to Peter and John, all the people were astonished and came running to them in the place called Solomon's Colonnade. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, In today's Bible reading, after God healed the lame man, everyone looked on in amazement because they had just witnessed something wonderful. Another one that happened in Acts chapter 5 from verse 14 to 16, as Peter's shadow healed the sick. Likewise, in Acts chapter 19 from verse 11 to 12, God performed special miracles through Paul, such that his handkerchiefs and apron healed the sick. Who turned them into such a wonder? The simple answer is the Holy Spirit. When I was a lecturer at the University of Lagos, the dean of my faculty was late Professor Chike Obi, a renowned mathematician. God later called me into full-time ministry, and I resigned from the university system. After some years, Professor Obi, who was now retired, traveled all the way from his hometown to the Redemption City to pay me a visit. I wasn't at home, but he met my wife and he told her that he would return. The next time he came, he saw me and said, "I just wanted to be sure that it was the same Adeboye that I knew who is now making waves all over the world." I replied, "I am the same person, but the Adeboye you knew is a mathematician. The one before you now is a carrier of the Holy Spirit, and it makes a difference." In Psalms chapter 71, David praised God for all he had done for him, and in the verse 7, which is our memory verse, he testified that he had become a wonder. People who encounter the Holy Spirit become wonders to their world. Just as he turned the disciples, countless fathers in faith, and even me into a wonder, he can do the same for you. Before I joined IRCCG, I experienced a lot of hardship despite all my degrees and qualifications. However, when I surrendered my life to Jesus and the Holy Spirit came upon me, I began to experience the supernatural wonders of God's kingdom. Difficult things became easy, and the seemingly impossible became possible. One of my daughters was told by doctors that she would never give birth because her womb was too small to nurture a child to the point of delivery. She kept having miscarriages, but the Holy Spirit stepped in and decided to make her a wonder unto many. She got pregnant again and carried the pregnancy to the point of delivery. And when she delivered, she gave birth to quadruplets. I prophesy that you will have a life-changing encounter with the Holy Spirit that will transform you into a wonder in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's open heaven comes to the prayer point that says, "Holy Spirit, fill me afresh and make me a wonder unto many in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, fill me afresh and make me a wonder to many in Jesus' name. Amen." If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You'll see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com, and it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. This will direct you to our mobile app for you to enjoy all of our shows. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.